And now come closer. Hear these words from the book of Acts. The whole congregation of believers was united as one, one heart, one mind. They didn't even claim ownership of their own possessions. No one said, "That's mine, you can't have it." They shared everything. And the apostles gave powerful witness to the resurrection of Jesus, and grace was on all of them. And so it turned out that not a person among them was in need. Those who owned fields or houses sold them and brought the price of the sale to the apostles and made an offering of it. The apostles then distributed it according to each person's need. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. A sage was passing through the capital city of a famous king, and while he was walking, he noticed a coin on the road, and he picked it up. The sage, already satisfied with his simple living, decided he had no use of the coin, so he made the decision to give it away, to give it to someone who was in need of it. And throughout the day, he strolled through the streets of this king's city looking for someone who could use it. But he didn't find a single person in need. Okay, so were they living in this commune with these apostles? Not a single person in need? Were the people in this king's state really living like the people described in the passage we just read? Not a person among them in need. Because I'm all for creating and working toward no one being in need. But I am not willing to live in a commune. I'm an introvert. I would not last a week. And if God imagined a world where no one was in need, where everyone shared what they had with each other, so no one went without, what would that look like for us today? Well, I imagine it would look like this. The next morning, the sage woke up and saw that the king was leading his army to invade another state. And when the king saw the sage standing there, he ordered his army to stop. The king then approached the sage and said, "O great sage, I am going to war to win another state so that my state can be expanded. Please bless me to be victorious." At that moment, the sage gave the coin he found in the street to the king. The king was confused and slightly annoyed because what use did he have for a coin when he was already one of the richest kings? So he asked the sage, "Why did you give this to me? What is the meaning of this coin?" The sage explained, "O great king, I found this coin yesterday while strolling around in the streets of your capital city, but I had no use of it, and I decided I would donate it to someone in need of it. I strolled around the city all day looking for someone, but I found no one in need. Everyone seemed perfectly satisfied with what they have, and all were living in a content and happy state. But today, the king of this state is not satisfied with what he already has, and has the desire to gain more. So I felt you were the one in need of this coin." The king immediately understood the error of his decision and gave up the planned war. Well, I may not be willing to live in a commune, but I am willing to find a sense of peace and contentment with what I have. Maybe that's what it looks like for us today, a sense of peace and contentment with what we have, so we are free to give more. And And yet that can be so hard too, can't it? That can be hard because we have learned that if we give away some of what we have, we might be without. And so we have a certain resistance to sharing because we have what professor and researcher Brené Brown calls a fear of scarcity. We worry we won't have enough. We don't want to be left empty-handed. And that's valid. We shouldn't be empty-handed. No one should. And yet, because of this real fear of not wanting to be without, we lose our sense of contentment and sometimes the idea of what is enough. And we get stuck in this mindset. And so we hold on to everything we have, or we think we'll end up with our handout. The tension between these two is real because we've been taught, or we know firsthand, that we can never be sure when that carpet is going to be pulled out from under us. So how do we do both? How do we prepare enough for ourselves and share with others? Because as we can see with the king and his army, if we can't find any contentment, or if we can't find a realistic notion of what is enough, we are going to end up being the ones needing the coin from the sage. And we don't need a coin. So what would happen if we did share more? What would happen if the whole world shared more? I imagine it would be much like what Kelsey did with the candles with the children this morning. Our light would not be depleted. It wouldn't go away because someone else lit their candle from ours. Our resources, our preparedness, our security would not be depleted, but would remain. And our lives might even be enhanced when we discover how good life can be when love and sharing is at the core. Because God has shared the whole earth with us, as Elaine read. Its streams and grass and plants, the whole earth is filled with the fruits of what God has given us. What God created, God imagined sharing with everyone. Not just some, not just some who we think might deserve it, but with all. Because having money and being prepared isn't bad. Never sharing anything isn't what God imagined for us. So how do we find that balance? How do we live in that tension of caring for ourselves and freely sharing with others? What is it in us that allows us to do that? Well, it's this. One time a young boy showed up for his karate lesson without his purple belt. He was part of the Kick Drugs Out of America Foundation, an organization also known as Kickstart Kids. It was designed to work with high-risk kids in the city, and it was founded in 1990 by actor Chuck Norris. And this particular little boy knew that part of his responsibility as a student in this program was to have his karate uniform with him at all times. So when Chuck Norris saw that he didn't have his purple belt on, he asked him, "Where's your belt?" But the boy just looked at the floor and he said he didn't have it. "Where is it?" Norris prompted again. The boy quietly lifted his head and looked at Chuck Norris and replied, "My baby sister died, and I put it in her coffin to take to heaven with her." Norris says this will always be engraved in his memory because that belt was the boy's most prized possession, and he'd given it away forever. The boy had learned to share what he had, to give his best, unselfishly. What is it in us that allows us to give our best? It is the resurrection in us. It is the miracle of Christ coming alive in us that has to be shared with others. For when the fear of scarcity and self-sacrifice ceases, the triumph of love is complete. And want shall not be more common than resource. And all the coins and purple belts will be given freely, and Christ's love will be resurrected throughout the earth. Amen.